Gilbert native Shaylee Gonzalez was on top of the world following her freshman season in 2019 at Brigham Young University.
And for BYU, they are led by three guards, but the freshman Shaylee Gonzalez has burst onto the scene. 16 points per game. She's the second leading freshman scorer in the nation.
Yeah, total game. Rebounds the ball, distributes, can score off the pass, off the dribble. Can't believe she's a freshman.
Out to Gonzalez. She cans another three. BYU has been hot from deep in this game.
The Cougars finished 27-7 with a 15-3 West Coast Conference record. They won just their third WCC Conference Championship in program history.
BYU is your WCC Tournament Champion.
Gonzalez led the team in scoring and assists. She ranked second nationally among freshmen in scoring and was the all-time freshman scorer in program history. Then, she got the invitation to try out for the 2019 USA Women's U19 World Cup Trials.
I was literally on cloud nine. Everything was going so well. I was just like super blessed to even get invited to that. It was such a cool experience. I really enjoyed it.
Things couldn't get better for the Mesquite High School graduate until they weren't.
I never thought that this would ever happen to me. I was on defense and I felt like I kind of took a charge. I collapsed and my knee gave in. The doctor told me that I tore my ACL.
At the tryout for Team USA U19 team, Gonzalez took a charge on the court. Then she heard a pop in her knee.
It was probably like the worst experience of my life, tearing my ACL. Because, you know, you tear something and then you're out for 9 months and you just look at back at like what you've accomplished and what you've done. And you're like, I was literally on cloud nine. Like, why does this have to happen to me? Like, everything was going so well.
I'm Michael Baribault, and this is Cronkite Sports in Focus, a podcast from Cronkite News that goes beyond the game to look at the people and the issues surrounding sports in Arizona. In this episode, the journey of a Valley basketball star on and off the court. Shaylee Gonzalez's journey started long before her time at BYU.
I started playing when I was 5 years old, and so I started playing at a very young age and just fell in love with the game super young and found a drive for that.
Gonzalez grew up in a household that loves basketball. Her parents played at Grand Canyon University, and her four younger siblings also play basketball. For Gonzalez, she started playing for multiple amateur athletic union programs in the Gilbert area when she was just 8 years old. Her mother, Candace, remembers it this way.
She had just turned eight. We had a club team that, you know, said, does Shay want to play with us? Well, she was third grade, turning eight, playing with seventh and eighth graders. And so that was kind of her first experience being thrown into club. And she just told us, she's like, I love it. I just want to keep playing.
That's exactly what she did.
She learned very, very quickly. It didn't take her very long to catch on.
We're a basketball family and we're super competitive.
This is Shaylee's brother, Zaya. He describes the backyard battles the two would have.
And she was always older than me, always bigger than me growing up. So she would always try and bully me, but I would have to stand my own ground. But those were definitely always fun.
Shaylee affirms those backyard battles could get intense.
And we'd always go in the backyard and play against each other one-on-one, but it would end in a fight. Like, we would get so upset at each other. And my parents ended up having to come in the backyard and, like, figure things out.
Now Shaylee and Zaya live in Provo, Utah, and they've taken their backyard battles to basketball TikToks.
We'll go to the gym. Sometimes we'll play one-on-one. We'll shoot together and make a couple TikToks. But I'm super grateful for the bond we share.
That support continues between her and her brother and the rest of the family. At least one family member always hopes to make it to Provo for her games. They were even allowed to be in the bubble for last year's NCAA tournament.
Family's huge for us, and I'm like super, super grateful for them and all their support that they give me. It's awesome having having everyone like in your family love the same thing.
Well, Well, I mean, they love their big sister. You know, they can't wait till she comes home, or they love FaceTiming her or texting her. I mean, they're 100% all in as far as support goes. My kids are all close, and they love their big sister.
Candace Gonzalez is the head girls basketball coach at Mesquite High School in Gilbert. So when her daughter went there, she knew Shaylee's practices would pay off. Shaylee says having her mom as her head coach gave her a huge advantage.
I personally liked it because I was able to know what she wanted more of, like on the court. I was able, you know, living with my coach, I was able to sit down with her and watch film and really dive into the game more than just like on the court, but like learning like better IQ. And because they're such great coaches, I think that's why I'm the player I am today.
But it isn't always easy to separate parent from coach. But Candace says she and her daughter did that well.
She never ever came home and, you know, was upset about it or was angry or, you know, why did you say this to me? She always understood that, you know, what I say on the court is your coach. And then we go home and we're mom and daughter.
In her junior year at Mesquite, Shaylee played on one of the best girls high school basketball teams in state history. The Wildcats won 31 games, only losing one to Seton Catholic of Chandler. That season, Gonzalez averaged 19.8 points per game.
Shaylee was always a go-getter. She always wanted to do her best. They were way better than everybody else. And so them sitting out, they were always cheering on their teammates. You know, she was always wanting them to do good things. And she was never upset because, you know, she had to sit out. She understood her role in that.
The Wildcats dominated that season. They defeated perennial California power Modern Day from Santa Ana and Vanden High School out of Fairfield, California. The team's dominance didn't stray Candace or her daughter from learning each game.
One thing that I love doing with Shaylee is I come home after every game and I watch the game. And I sit there and, you know, critique, you know, what we need to do better and what we need to work on. And she would pull up a chair and she'd sit right there next to me and we'd go through the game together and talk about it. So that was, you know, I'm sure an experience that helped her grow as a player, being able to see the game in a different perspective.
Their efforts culminated in Mesquite High winning the state championship in 2017. By Shaylee's senior year of high school in 2018, colleges came calling. Her first offer came from BYU. Shaylee's younger brother, Zaya, remembers a knock on the door. The top women's basketball program in the country, Stanford, had come calling.
Before she committed to BYU, they contacted her, whatever, and wanted to be like at her house to offer her, and she turned them down. Wow. And told the coaches, whoever was contacting her, like, she's going to go to BYU. She just liked the coaches at BYU.
Shaylee averaged 17 points per game in her first year at BYU. She was named to the 2018-2019 WCC All-Freshman Team, WCC Championship All-Tournament Team, and the WCC Women's Basketball First Team. She was named WCC Newcomer of the Year. If that wasn't enough, she was named the first female rookie of the year at BYU's annual Y Awards. She's a freshman! She's a freshman! That stellar first year came to a halt when Shaylee tore her ACL in July of 2019. Gonzalez began her recovery at home in Gilbert and would spend 9 months working to return to the basketball court. Zaya says it was a hard journey for his sister.
Even till now, sometimes, like, it still is a hard thing. It's a hard injury to overcome. But I feel like she definitely pushed through it. And now that she's 100%, she's hungry and ready to get back in the game.
Gonzalez spent the entire 2019-2020 season on the bench, following her mom's advice to pay attention to what her teammates did on the court.
I was able to see, I mean, a different side of the game, honestly. Like, I was able to sit by my coaches. I was able to learn from them more and how they coach from the sideline. I was able to be more of a sideline leader and to support my girls more and to cheer them on during the games.
During her 9-month recovery, Gonzalez turned to her social media audience. She posted videos of her recovery.
I was able to show behind the scenes of a D1 athlete tearing their ACL, sitting out for 9 months, and people really drew to that. People loved watching that content, seeing me go through rehab. A lot of people were able to connect with me, and I think that honestly helped so many people seeing those videos.
Today, Shaylee has over 200,000 followers on TikTok with more than 8 million likes. On Instagram, she tops more than 77,000 followers.
Hey guys, what is up? It is 11:30 right now, and currently I am at BYU in my dorm room at Heritage Halls. It took them how many hours did it take you guys?
13.
Took them 13 hours to drive.
You're welcome.
Her rise in social media prominence began with this video she posted of her moving back into her dorm room at BYU in the summer of 2018.
They pulled a trailer with my Jeep. They got all my boxes. They brought everything from my room.
Shaylee's social media popularity has also impacted her family.
There is not one place that we can go that we do not run into somebody that knows who we are.
Candace recalls one of those encounters where family recognized them, even though Shaylee was not with them.
I mean, we were just in California and went into a restaurant, and the hostess there was like, "Are you Shaylee's parents?" I mean, it happens everywhere we go, which is crazy, you know, and they're like, "Can we take pictures with you?" And I'm like, I feel like I'm a celebrity and it's not even me.
Shaylee's brother, Zaya, says he feels the same way as his mom.
I feel like it's really just been supernatural, like kind of like surprisingly, but it is always cool in public when like people come up to you and you're like, "No way, or, like, are you Shaylee's brother? Like, are you Zaya?" And you're like, yeah, that's funny. Like, how do you know that?" or whatever.
But Zaya says all that attention his sister has received hasn't changed her.
It definitely has opened up a lot of opportunities for Shaylee. And I've kind of got to see that behind the scenes because she really hasn't taken like advantage of it yet. So it's super cool seeing like how much that has changed and how different it is now from how it was even just like earlier this year.
Gonzalez now uses social media to her advantage. In June, the NCAA approved a new policy that college athletes can profit off their name, image, and likeness. She's already struck deals with Mountain America Credit Union, a bank, and Princess Polly, an online women's clothing shop.
I feel like I'm running my own business right now. Like, I feel like I'm my own boss, and I have this business that I'm wanting to grow while I have the title D1 athlete.
Oregon women's basketball player Sedona Prince helped pave the way for athletes like Shaylee to profit from their social media presence. Prince went viral last year, showcasing the disparity of resources between the men's and women's NCAA tournaments. The video showed the weight rooms and practice courts, which showed significantly less resources for the women's teams. Prince's video on Twitter ended up being viewed more than 18.2 million times. Gonzalez hopes that the NCAA decision can help female student athletes become more known, not just throughout their community, but all around the country.
And I think that as like female athletes, that can really help us blow up more, as you've seen in like the past year. Obviously, there's been so many female student athletes who have been making a huge name for themselves on social media. Like Sedona Prince, I feel like all of us are really making a name for ourselves and starting to grow our business right now as a D1 athlete.
The NCAA did match the resources for both the men's and women's tournament. And now, for the first time, the branding of March Madness will be used for the women's tournament.
I mean, it's all about equality, and the girls should get what the boys get. And I know, like, obviously, the men's basketball side, they obviously bring in so much money. And, like, we understand that. But we also want it to be fair, and we also want the same things as the men get. And I think it should be a balance.
Gonzalez returned to the floor for the Cougars for the 2020-2021 season. In her first game back against LSU, she scored 30 points and made 6 three-pointers. And the season just went up from there, with Shaylee being named WCC Co-Player of the Year. She also reached the 1,000-point benchmark against Arizona in the NCAA tournament. BYU is 10-1 so far this season. Gonzalez is averaging a team-high 19 points per game on 45% shooting. As the women's college basketball season is now underway, BYU is the preseason favorite to win the West Coast Conference Championship, receiving 8 of the 10 first-place votes. The Cougars return nearly their entire roster, including Gonzalez, who was the conference's co-player of the year last season. Gonzalez says two characteristics sum up the BYU Cougars in the upcoming season.
We're going to battle. We're going to fight.
Those are two characteristics Gonzalez knows all about. This episode of Cronkite Sports in Focus was written and produced by me, Michael Barabalt. You can hear more and read more stories about Arizona sports by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at sportscronkite and on Instagram at sports.cronkite. Thank you for listening to this edition of Cronkite Sports in Focus, a podcast from Cronkite News.